There was a man who had three daughters. Two of his daughters were ugly and mean. His youngest, Bella, was very beautiful and kind. One day, the man had to go away on business. He told his daughters he would buy them each a present when he was away. He asked them what they would like. The oldest daughter asked for a pearl necklace. The middle daughter asked for a gold chain. Bella, the youngest daughter, did not want a gift. She only wanted her father to return safely. Her father said she should ask for a gift. After some thought, Bella asked for a rose. The father went and took care of his business. When he finished, he bought the jewelry his oldest and middle daughter wanted. He did not buy the rose because he knew it would die before he got home. He would wait until he was closer to home. Unfortunately, the busy man forgot all about the rose. When he remembered it, he was not near a flower shop. However, beside the road, there was a garden with beautiful roses. The man found the most beautiful rose in it. As soon as he had picked the rose, there was a loud roar. He saw an awful beast. The beast said, "How dare you pick my roses?" The man was terrified.
"I am sorry. Please forgive my behavior," he said. "I picked the rose for my daughter."
"Those are my roses. You must pay for that rose. Either you or your daughter must come back here and stay with me," said the beast.
The man didn't want to, but he agreed to come back the next week with one of his daughters. He took the rose and went home. He did not know what he was going to do. He did not want to bring one of his daughters to the beast. But if he stayed with the beast, who would take care of his daughters? When he arrived home, his daughters were pleased to see him. They were delighted with their gifts. They did not notice that their father was worried about something. The man did not want to tell his daughters about the beast. At first, he did not tell them about the promise he had made. He wanted to enjoy his time with them. He would tell them about the beast later. The man said nothing about the promise for 3 days. But Bella could see that her father was unhappy.
"What is the problem, Dad? You're so sad," she said.
The man finally told his daughters what had happened. He told them about his promise. Someone had to stay with the beast to pay for the rose. His older daughters were very angry.
"This is your fault, Bella," they said. "You wanted a rose."
Bella knew they were right. She had asked for a rose. She could not refuse to stay with the beast.
"I will go to the beast with you," she told her father.
Bella and her father left the very next day. When they arrived at the beast's mansion, they knocked on the front door. The door opened, but there was no one there. Bella and her father looked at each other in surprise.
"I guess we should go in," said Bella's father.
When they got inside, they saw no one there. However, there was a delicious meal on a big table. They waited, but no one came.
"We should eat," said Bella.
The meal was good. They ate until they were full. When they finished eating, the empty plates and food disappeared magically. Bella and her father saw no one take them.
"Let's wait for the beast to come," said Bella's father.
They waited for an hour. Then they heard a loud crash. Bella looked at her father in alarm.
"I think the beast is coming," she said.
An ugly beast walked in. He was huge and covered in hair. However, he was wearing a nice suit.
He was also polite.
"Good evening," said the beast. "Did you enjoy your dinner?"
"Yes, it was very good," replied Bella.
"Have you decided who will stay here in my mansion with me?"
asked the beast. Bella was afraid of the beast, but she tried to look brave. "I will stay. I wanted the rose my father picked. I will pay the price," she said.
"Good," said the beast. "While you are here, you can have anything you want. Just ask for it, and it will appear."
"Thank you. That's very kind," said Bella. She wanted to ask how these things happened, but she was afraid of the beast. She did not want to make him angry. Bella's father had to go home. He and Bella cried as they said goodbye.
"Take care, my dear," he said.
He hugged his daughter. So the man went home, and Bella lived at the beast's mansion. As the beast had promised, Bella had everything she wanted. The things she wanted just appeared. If she said, "I want some tea," it would magically appear. She never saw anyone bring the tea. Bella never saw anyone except the beast. She spent every day alone. She walked through the garden or thought about her family. Every evening, the beast came to talk with her. They talked about all kinds of things, like family, gardens, and roses. Slowly, Bella stopped being afraid of the beast. She began to look forward to her time with the beast. One day, the beast didn't come for their evening talk. Bella looked for him. She went into the garden. There, she found him on the ground. He was sick.
"Beast, what is the matter?" she cried.
"Bella, I am dying," said the beast.
"No, don't die. I love you," said Bella.
Boom!
There was a loud crash, and the beast turned into a handsome prince. Bella was shocked.
"What happened, beast?" she asked.
"A long time ago, a horrible witch cast a spell on me. It made me into an ugly beast. A pure and beautiful girl like you had to fall in love with me. Then the spell would be broken, and I could be a prince again."
The rest is history. Bella and the prince, who used to be an ugly beast, got married. Her father and sisters came to live with them, and everyone lived happily after that.